ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Yeah, it does. Week 11 in the house. And we have some Spanish football, España, Madrid. That will be the opener today, as the Washington Commanders take on the designated home team in the Miami Dolphins. I am Jeff Meller. Welcome on in to the Fantasy Football Show here with you every Sunday morning, starting at 7 a.m., 7 to 8 right here on ESPN Chicago. Getting you set for, of course, all things NFL and starting the day for your Bears programming here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. We will get to the Bears momentarily, but we have some injuries to discuss. I mentioned that Washington Commanders game in Madrid.
Play action, Daniels looking back to the right, now center back of the end zone, looking for McLaurin, caught, touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! What an answer by the Commanders!
All right, I was so excited about Spanish football. Shame on me. I failed to mention, of course, as always, the Fantasy Football Show is presented by Tullamore Dew. Thank you very much. My bad on that one. And, of course, if you want to jump on in, 312-332-3776, that is the number to jump on in and talk some fantasy football with me. All right, back now to the game in Spain. Give me some musical, too, there, Justin. Thank you. Justin Pottinger behind the glass, locking in with your daily play later on. He's been on fire and fuego. We'll get to that as well. But as you just heard, Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. I hope you enjoyed it because you know you're not getting that yet again today. I want out. Commanders, please, I'm done with that offense. There's nothing to see there. Sure, you can go ahead and roll with Deebo Samuel if you want, with Marcus Mariota throwing him the football. I don't feel good about it at all. I know the Dolphins, you want to take advantage of that matchup, but they looked a little bit friskier the last couple of weeks. Obviously, the Bills and Falcons felt their wrath. So, Miami in Madrid, with a little bit of a bounce after they fired their GM, Chris Greer, and Mike McDaniel showing signs of life. I'm okay rolling with your Waddle, your Achan. Still avoid Tua. It is also the Hawaiian Bowl in Madrid, coincidentally enough, as Marcus Mariota and Tua will become the first quarterbacks from Hawaii to square off. So, interestingly enough there, another side notes that you can keep an eye on, but again, you don't want either of those quarterbacks in fantasy football. I think you know that at this stage. So, really, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin both out yet again. I watch it because it's on, right? That's kind of the philosophy. It's an early football game, so we'll take it. But, yeah, it's Achan, Waddle, and everything else, no thank you.
Here's the snap. CJ, with a little time, throws to the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Jaden Higgins. Houston scores.
All right, so C.J. Stroud dealing with a concussion. He's been ruled out. That's too bad because, of course, the Tennessee Titans, as we know, Cam Ward told us earlier this year.
We has.
Yes.
If we keep it above right now, we has.
Yeah, we know that, Cam. And we know that it's usually a great matchup to take advantage of. C.J. Stroud, though, is out with a concussion. Also more worrisome is the fact that the Texans play on Thursday night this week, so he may even miss another week after that when you're hearing on Sunday morning that the Texans are uncertain if he can clear concussion protocol for next week's game. That's not ideal. You're going to play Nico Collins. I think you know that Davis Mills is going to try and give him a heavy volume. And again, that Titans defense, even though Jeffrey Simmons is likely to play today, still, you want to take advantage of that. Their offense can't seem to function, which just gives the opposition lots and lots of opportunities, lots and lots of possessions. So I just think by pure volume, Nico Collins, you can feel good rolling him out there. But you've been doing that. Woody Marks, that's the interesting thing one to me. Woody Marks saw 80% of the snap share last week. And even though Nick Chubb in the, I think it was 10 plays that he was on the field, saw 6 carries, this looks like a nice spot to finally go ahead and fire up Woody Marks. So, for me, against the Titans, that's probably the play where, as an RB2 or flex that we're talking about today, I think he's going to be the player who I'm probably going to be advising to use quite a bit today. How about this guy spotted on a practice field?
Here's the snap, belt high, Mayfield gets the pass, caught by Bucky Irving. Inside the 5, 3, 2, 1! Is he in, Mr. Ref? He hit the pylon with the football. Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Bucky Irving!
Some folks almost thought Bucky Irving existed, and how about this guy as well on his team?
Bucky Irving on the left hip of Baker Mayfield from the 4. Far side hash moving right. Good snap. Pass to the end zone. Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Chris Godwin's got it. And the Buccaneers score on the opening possession for the third game in a row.
All right, so neither is going to play this week, Bucky Irving or Chris Godwin, but finally some encouraging signs after they return to practice this week that they could be nearing return for your fantasy football team, and that is much needed because I know Bucky Irving has been somebody in the fantasy football streets out here who people have been really wondering when he's going to return. So the fact that he was on the practice field this week is finally some good news there. But again, he and Godwin are both out. So for the Bucs purposes, we've seen Sean Tucker get back into the mix as he's kind of sharing the backfield with Rashad White in Bucky Irving's absence. Of course, we know you're using Emeka Egbuka for the Bucs and Baker Mayfield as well. And I think what should be a high-scoring affair in Buffalo today as the Bucs take on the Bills. So, but really just keep an eye out. Bucky Irving, Chris Godwin, finally, I think in a week or so, we may be able to go ahead and get them back into our lineups. How about this game in Jacksonville today? A couple of highly drafted quarterbacks squaring off in a situation where one seems to be rolling and the other not so much.
Trying to solve it on third and goal at the 8. Herbert looking, throwing for the end zone. It is caught in the middle of the end zone. It's Gadsden for 6.
Play fake. Pump fake. Fires downfield. Got a man wide open. Brian Thomas along the far sideline. Touchdown. It was a pump fake. He fired it to Brian Thomas Jr. A 21-yard touchdown pass. And Jacksonville strikes first.
Oh, Brian Thomas Jr., what have they done with their beautiful boy? It's gone away this season. Of course, he's dealing with an ankle injury, not expected to play today. And that's probably some relief for his owners because it's been tough to use him this year. It's been extremely disappointing. Aronnie Gadsden, he's dealing with an injury, but it looks like he's probably going to go today for the Chargers. So that's encouraging and good news for Justin Herbert, who is dealing with some injuries on his offensive line, also dealing with an ankle injury of his own that he suffered when he was landed on last week. But Justin Herbert seeming to find a way in against a Jacksonville secondary that has basically given up anything that the opposition has wanted. I think Justin Herbert is somebody you have to lean into and play in most cases today. Although you won't be playing this guy.
Dart brings Robinson in motion from right to left. Dart's going to keep it himself. He runs right into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart in concussion protocol. He's been ruled out, which means we're going to get a very special friend under center for the New York Football Giants. That's right, Jameis Winston. We'll get to him here in a little bit, but Jameis Winston, famous Jameis, is finally going to get a start for the Giants, which is good news for fantasy purposes because we want no part of Russell Wilson. Obviously not good for Jackson Dart owners. Dart's out. And also, Brian Daboll's out. You know that, obviously, here in Chicago. The Bears finally put an end to Giants fans' misery. Brian Daboll sacked on Monday. And that means that the Northwestern product, Mike Kefka, takes over as the interim head coach for the New York Giants. And I am happy that he decided to go with Jameis Winston because that might give them a functioning offense. Although, as I talk it through, I don't know who on that Giants offense you're going to want to start now that Jackson Dart is not there, right? There's really nobody who is intriguing. Devin Singletary, no thanks. Tyrone Tracy, no thanks. I mean, you really going to play Darius Slayton? I'm not. So I guess even though there should be some, maybe we can talk ourselves into Darius Slayton in certain situations. But, and especially with Jameis Winston, I think he has a chance. So, although Pottinger mentions that he thinks Slayton is out. So, good. You know what? That's a good point. That's how far removed from being fantasy relevant that Darius Slayton is on my radar, is that I'm not even tracking him. He does have the hamstring injury. Thank you, Justin, for the update there. So, yeah, there's nobody in the Giants lineup that you want to use. Jameis Winston is fun. That's about all we can say about that. He's more fun than going with a decrepit Russell Wilson at this stage of his career. So that is encouraging, but man, maybe, just maybe, we can say the Giants will be a little bit livelier as they host the Packers, who I know here in Chicago we're all rooting against hardly. So let's go G-men, and let's see that bounce from Mike Kafka in Daboll's absence now that he has been finally removed. Elsewhere around the league, how about Harold Fannin?
On the 18 of the Patriots at I, Fannin at Judkins, and a play fake, and Gabriel back to throw, lofting, Fannin has it, he has a touchdown! Harold Fannin untouched in to the end zone!
So the good news is that it looks like Harold Fannin is going to be available today, although I don't love Dylan Gabriel right now. He looks bad. The Browns offense looks bad. I think the question is, can you continue to use Quinshon Judkins? He's really the player in that offense that it feels like if the Browns are going to find ways to win games, they have to lean heavily on Judkins. And that Baltimore Ravens defense, while it has struggled at times this year, it's getting better. It was a little bit more intriguing last week against the Vikings in Minnesota. Despite the fact that they had a slower start to that game, they found a way to come back and win. And with a lot of their players healthier these days on defense, that Ravens defense is not as big of a spot that I want to pick on as it may look statistically. So, I think Judkins is the question here. He's kind of that pressure point. Do you want to use him in your lineups? Obviously, running back is a spot where it's there's not as many options available to our folks out there in fantasy land. So we'll talk through that. But the Browns hosting the Ravens today. And like I said, I just don't love much about that Browns offense, even though Harold Fannin as maybe a PPR tight end could be an option. How about the return of these two Niners?
Second and goal from the 4 off the offsetting penalty. Snap to Purdy, rolling to the right, flowing that way, throwing near side. It's caught right near the goal line and out of bounds at the 1 yard line by Pearsall, who got shoved back by Brian Branch.
Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy return for the 49ers as they go to Arizona in a 3:05 kick today in Glendale, Arizona. And it was interesting how much I saw Kyle Shanahan absolutely glaze Ricky Pearsall this past week. Talked about him playing like a number one wide receiver while early in the season, and they're really excited about him. So I found that interesting that he was very happy and excited to praise Pearsall. So I think if that's maybe one of those ones who's sneaky. Purdy, I might give that a week just to kind of see how mobile he is, because he's dealing with that toe injury that has kept him out all these weeks and allowed Mac Jones to play. But Ricky Pearsall, I think he might be somebody who's a little bit sneaky, who we may have forgotten a little bit about. So really was intrigued to hear Kyle Shanahan absolutely glow about him. So there's a wide receiver that you might want in your lineup this week.
So here's Penix now. 2-by-2 look again. Robinson in the backfield.
He cannot hold the ball.
Carolina brings 4. Michael going to zip it again. This time London. He held on. And that's an Atlanta touchdown. Whoa, what a play.
All right, so good news here is that Drake London, who's been dealing with an illness, looks like he's going to be a go in a noon kick at the Mercedes-Benz Dome where the Falcons host the Panthers there. So go ahead. You know you're using Drake London at this point. And I believe it looks like you can use this guy as well.
Second down and goal from the 2. Helmet high snap. Looking left. Throws that way. And it's caught for a touchdown. Devontae Adams. Touchdown, LA.
NFC West showdown. Devontae Adams, who suffered an oblique injury last week, looks like he's going to be available for the Rams as they host the Seattle Seahawks in what is no doubt, I think, the game of the day, as you've got two teams that are vying for NFC, not just West supremacy, but the NFC supremacy, as this game could go a long way in helping determine who ends up winning the NFC West and maybe, just maybe, who ends up having home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Of course, there is one more game today which could have a factor in that, and that will not involve this man.
Jared's got it. Wants to throw on fourth down. Does. Middle. Got it complete. Laporta, 20. Laporta, 15. Spinning it to 10. Fighting it to 5. Still going it to 3. To the 2. To the 1. To the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Sam Laporta giving out rides for free. Carrying Vikings into the end zone. 40 yards on the connection with Jared Goff.
There will be no 40-yard touchdowns for Sam Laporta in his future for at least the next 4 weeks, as the Lions placed him on injured reserve yesterday, which means, again, he has to miss at least 4 games. So he will be down, and I think that just means more reasons to go ahead and use Jameson Williams, who was a monster last week against the Commanders in the Lions' big win, and they square off against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly tonight on Sunday Night Football. So that should be a good one. After we get a chance to watch the Rams and Seahawks, we'll move right into the Eagles and Lions. So again, kind of a showcase day for the NFC and the best football teams in their conference. And I didn't even mention the Bears and Vikings. That's how we set the stage for today. Hopefully the Bears can win their 8th game of the season, right? Seventh. Silly me. They're 6-3. I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm slotting wins for the Bears, but the Bears and Vikings in Minnesota today. Of course, we will cover that game extensively as soon as we wrap up here on the Fantasy Football Show at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock, old time. 8 o'clock when Black and Abdallah take over and get things going. And then, of course, at 10. The Bears Network pregame show begins with Waddle, Sylvie, and Deion Miller. We'll move into your game coverage at noon. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, J-Mac, Jason McKee on the sidelines for the game. Of course, Peggy and Yurko with your postgame. And then I will be back with the post-postgame along with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer. So there is your full day of NFL right here on your home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Rolling on with you, taking your calls, 312-332-3776. We will jump on into your lineup dilemmas right here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
You gotta love Jameis Winston, your starting quarterback for the New York Giants, breaking into show tunes at the midweek pressers. He will be the starter for the New York Giants, which means that their offense... Listen, you live by Jameis, you die by Jameis. You know he's going to throw a touchdown or two, and he's probably going to throw a couple picks along the way. But for fantasy purpose, it makes that much more enjoyable. And I guess that means fire up Wandale Robinson, right? Yeah, that's the obvious play. Everything else, let's take it off the table for the Giants offense. But, hey, we'll give you a little bit of love there, Jameis. If you're going to shout out Hamilton, why not? I'm Jeff Meller here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Taking your calls this morning, as we do each and every Sunday morning during the football season, 312-332-3776, as we'll talk fantasy football, take your questions. Let's get things going with our buddy Mike in Mount Prospect. Good morning, Mikey. What's going on, bud?
Hey, Jeff, I've renamed you to St. Meller now. Because you've been spot on 10 out of 10 times on the air.
Well, that's quite the endorsement, Mike. We're going to go ahead and send that off to Joe McCardle and to make a promo. Thank you. What's going on, Mike?
All right, I've got Jonathan Taylor out this week, of course, and then I had Thomas Jr. He's pulled out now. So I need now 3 of these 4 players. Gadsden, the tight end for the Chargers. Troy Franklin at home against Kansas City. Trey Tucker at home versus Dallas. And Kareem Hunt. I could also pick up Pearsall off the waivers.
Yeah. I definitely like Pearsall there of, you know, he's a must add there, Mike.
All right.
So I would put him in the mix. He'd be my first, you know, number one with a bullet there. So then if you need 2 of your other 4 options, yes, there, Gadsden, Tucker, Hunt, and Franklin, right?
Gadsden, Tucker, and Hunt Franklin.
Okay.
And Hunt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's avoid Hunt. Obviously, the Broncos,
yeah,
D. That's tough. So then we've got Gadsden. And I think Gadsden's a play for sure. He's obviously kind of made himself the number two target behind McConkey, in my opinion, from what I've seen over the last month with the Chargers and Herbert. And again, we'll reiterate that that Jags secondary is atrocious. So I think you want him in your lineup. Then, boy, I guess I'm going to say Tucker. I don't feel great about that over Franklin, but honestly, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game in Denver between the Broncos and Chiefs. So I would use Sean Tucker for the Bucs against that Bills run D.
Not Sean Tucker, Trey Tucker.
Oh, my bad. That makes it easier than Trey Tucker against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. That's an easy slam dunk. So I'd say Trey Tucker there, Mike.
Okay, Tucker, Gadsden, and Pearsall.
Yep.
Pick him up.
Yep.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's make it 11 out of 11. Let's try Tom, who's in Bridgeport this morning. Tommy, what's going on?
Hey,
you're on the Fantasy Football Show.
I'm doing well, man.
How about you?
Good. I'm going to throw this one in. I had 3 out of 4. I'm going to try 3 out of 4 on this one because I know Pearsall's back. I need 3 out of 4 in the PPR.
Okay.
Juwan Jennings, Trey Tucker, Mike Wilson, or Taz Johnson.
And you need 3 of those.
3 out of 4, yeah. Non-PPR.
Okay, so non-PPR. I think of those options. I know that Michael Wilson, you know what? I didn't mention this. Marvin Harrison, I should have probably put him in the injury report, but for those who don't know, he had an appendectomy this past week, so he is out for the next couple of weeks likely, or at least this week for sure, but I'd be surprised, you know, I'd count on him probably missing the next 2 games, which means that there could be an opportunity for Michael Wilson, but he's the one I feel least confident about, Tom, of all your options there. I think Trey McBride's the guy who we know he's obviously the number one target with Jacoby Brissett, and I think he's the one who benefits most from Marvin Harrison, at least from a volume standpoint. But so I'm not trusting Michael Wilson just yet. I'd go with the other players you offered up, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. That leaves a line open for you again, 312-332-3776. If you want to jump on in, let's try Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's up, bud?
Not much. How are you?
Doing good.
I got a flex question. Need one of these 4 with a little caveat in there. Vidal, the running back versus the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt, Keenan Allen, who's only had 1 game over 8 points since week 3, and Malik Washington, or do I pick up Michael Wilson and play him over any one of those 4?
So I think of all those options, you only need 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think Kamani Vidal right now against the Jags, that's a good spot. And you're right, Keenan Allen, he has kind of gone away a little bit. And I think If you want to kind of draw a straight line, I think you can with the emergence of Aronde Gadsden. He's been the one who has kind of taken away from Keenan Allen's snap counts over the last few weeks. So I'm not going to I think there will be a game later this season at some point when Keenan Allen does have another pretty big blow up game. But I do think without Joe Alt, you know, now that you've got him also gone for the year, I think the Chargers are going to struggle at times, and I just don't want to count on Keenan Allen. So, yeah, I think Vidal, though, with Omarion Hampton still on injured reserve right now, I think Vidal is somebody who has kind of clearly emerged as their top back, and he's somebody who, I just think the volume's there for him, and in a game where I expect the Chargers to probably win, I don't know if they'll, who knows what Jacksonville squad is showing up these days. But I like having Vidal in your lineup there.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today.
You too, Dave. Appreciate it as always. Let's try our friend in Maryville. That is, of course, Scott. Scotty, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's the good word? I need one of these 3. It's actually for a flex, and it's full PPR. The other flex position I'm playing is Chimiri Dike. So if you like 2 out of these 3, that's fine, and I could put Dike down. It's just I've had this guy on the bench for a while. I feel like using him. The league does return yards.
Okay, that definitely throws a different kind of factor.
That's why, and I haven't played him because he's, it's a Tennessee guy, but he actually gives good points when you throw on the return.
I was just going to say, if there's one team you want their returner in your lineup, it would be the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, so I have him in that. There's 2 flexes. I have him in that flex spot. The other flex spot is between one of these 3 running backs, Nick Chubb, good matchup, just not, you know.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about, let's mention him real quick, Scott, because I did say, I think he had 6 carries last week in 10 snaps, and he's just, yeah. He doesn't have the explosiveness that he had prior to the second knee injury, which we also that gruesome one on Monday. So, unfortunately, I think it's a changing of the guards. I think Woody Marks, we saw it last week, he had 80% of the snaps for the Texans. So, I think I'm advising everybody, basically, if Nick Chubb is an option, I really don't feel good about using him.
Okay, well, the other two guys are Tony Pollard and Zach Charbonnet. And the last thing I'll say, and then I'll shut up, is that in this league, it's goofy. You get a half point for every carry.
So
that's the goofiness of it. Yes. I've been playing Charbonnet in this spot, but I don't know. So it was, I mean, if you don't like, be between Pollard and Zach Charbonnet, which one of those you like?
Sure. And I get it because we kind of know what, you know, Zach Charbonnet is pretty much in a split with Kenneth Walker. The one thing I'll say is, and you know, Pollard, even though, and look, Tajay Spears has kind of come on as of late as well. So I think Charbonnet, for me, he's the guy at the goal line. He could easily score a couple of touchdowns. I don't even know if the Tennessee Titans are going to score 2 touchdowns in 2 weeks. You know, that's kind of how I feel about their offense. So right. I just think, you know, sure, Pollard might outpoint Charbonnet by a point or two based on the, you know, the volume. But the reality is that I don't think you're going to, and watch these words come back to haunt me. But I think the likelihood that Tony Pollard scores more than a touchdown is very low. And yeah, Charbonnet could easily score a couple just if the Seahawks, if the game flow works out right for him, because he seems to be their preferred option at the goal line.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yep, you got it, Scott. Thanks, as always, for your patronage. Let's try Jordan, who is in Wakanda. What's going on, Jordan?
Hey, Jeff, I got PPR, and I got 3 guys that have great matchups, but I can only pick 2 of them.
Okay.
I got Woody Marks, who had his best game of the year against Tennessee earlier this year. I got DK Metcalf, and I think Rodgers is going to feed him against that Cincinnati secondary. And then I also got Kamani Vidal, the workhorse.
Yeah, those are 3 pretty strong options there, Jordan. And I like Woody Marks' matchup today. But I would use Vidal and DK. And again, that's not a slight on Woody Marks. It's just a matter of, hey, we kind of saw this once earlier this year where it looked like Woody Marks was going to take over the backfield. And then all of a sudden they got back to using Nick Chubb a little bit. So even though I love the matchup against the Titans today, I just think Vidal and DK Metcalf, Steelers get that Bengals secondary, which can't stop anybody. So I think you have to use Vidal and DK. And, you know, hey, sometimes guys have good matchups, but you got to leave them on the bench.
Yep. All right. I appreciate it, John.
No problem.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jordan, as always. Again, 312-332-3776. That's the number if you want to jump on in. We have 1 line open right now. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, take your calls and also discuss somebody who might be on your waiver wire that I think you have to go grab now if you can. We'll talk about that next right here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Up in the pocket. Burrow's going to run. He's got green grass in front. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15 to the 10. Burrow to the 5. Diving to the pylon, and Burrow is in. Touchdown, Bengals. Joe Burrow with a 47-yard touchdown run.
The Cincinnati Bengals signal caller Joe Burrow had his 21-day window open this week as he looks to return from toe surgery. He was placed on injured reserve earlier this season, and of course that ushered the way for Joe Flacco to be traded to the Bengals. And of course, you know that offense has allowed Joe Flacco to basically return from the fantasy football dead and be a viable option week in and week out. And I think you can go ahead and probably use him again this week against the Steelers. But Joe Burrow, that's the name who, if he's available on your waiver wire, I think you should try and find a way to add him to your roster if you have the space. Of course, every roster out there is a little bit different. You might have some constraints. You may not have the roster. It may not be deep enough for you, and that may be why he's on your waiver wire. But I would just encourage you, if you can, find a way to get Burrow on your roster. I think, especially if you need a quarterback, if you're somebody who's been rolling with a Bo Nix, per se, This might be the opportunity, if you've been able to survive it, to find a way to add a stud QB for the playoff run. Of course, we don't exactly know the potential return date or the exact return date for Joe Burrow. But again, don't allow an opponent, if he's sitting there on your waiver wire, to go out and pick him up and then have to face him. Even if it's just to avoid facing him in your fantasy football playoffs, I think it's worth the roster spot if you have a strong quarterback option. But again, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he returns and we're going to want him in our lineup. So Joe Burrow, go ahead and get him if he's still sitting out there, if he wasn't plucked up off of the waiver wire earlier this week. Let's go out back out to the phone lines and try Aurora. Bill, what's going on, my man? You're on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Yeah, standard league. I need one. Keyshawn Junkins, Kamani Valdell, or R.J. Harvey.
You just need one of those?
Yes.
All right, so for me, Bill, Judkins, I kind of talked it through. I don't really want to use Browns right now if I can avoid it. So he's the one who I'm definitely not using. R.J. Harvey, interesting now that J.K. Dobbins looks like his season is over. He was placed on injured reserve, and it seems like the earliest he would return would be potentially a Super Bowl appearance by the Broncos, which I think, even though they have a strong record, I don't think most people are putting the Broncos in as their Super Bowl. Their favorite for the AFC representative. So R.J. Harvey has a little bit of a runway here to have a big week. But for me, I'm still kind of what I said with the one of the previous callers about Vidal. I know what he's going to be locked in L.A. as the Chargers guy, at least as long as Hampton's out. Whereas R.J. Harvey, he's explosive, but it's a tough matchup against a Chiefs defense. And let's not completely rule out the possibility that Jaleel McLaughlin, now that Dobbins is out, is going to be somebody who I think will see more of a split with R.J. Harvey. Neither guy is huge physically, and so I think just to preserve them, I could see both McLaughlin and Harvey being used. So even though people drafted R.J. Harvey as a rookie this year with the hope that eventually it would be his backfield, I don't think that's necessarily going to be the case, and so I'm willing to wait a week and see kind of against a stout Chiefs defense. Let's try CJ, who's in Shanahan. What's going on, Siege?
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, buddy.
Tougher question for you between quarterbacks, between Mahomes or Herbie?
Justin Herbert.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would say in this situation, I would use Herbert over Mahomes. And I can say, CJ, that I have that very same dilemma in a league. And I am using Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. I just think the Broncos D, you know, they are tough. And in Denver, even though I think Mahomes is probably going to be good for a couple of TDs, I don't think a big week is in store, whereas I think Justin Herbert has an opportunity against the Jacksonville secondary to put up some big numbers. So I just think it's more of a I'm trying for the big ceiling over the floor here with Herbert over Mahomes.
Appreciate that, Jeff.
Yep, you got it. Thank you, CJ. 312-332-3776. That's how Kevin in Rosedale got in. What's going on, Kev?
Hey, Jeff. Just got one question. I got full-point PPR and for running back, DeMarcado or Sean Tucker?
Boy, this is I think I would use personally DeMarcado for the Cardinals. He has just a little bit. We've seen it a couple times. Obviously, one time was an absolute disaster against the Titans when he dropped the ball before he went over the goal line, but he's got that explosive big play ability. Even though Tucker was more in the mix last week and stole some carries from Rashad White, I'll be honest, I don't feel completely confident that DeMarcado is going to lead the Cardinals in touches, but I just think that explosive ability that he has is something that I will lean into over Sean Tucker in a game where I could very easily see the Bills kind of taking the air out of the ball and running quite a bit and leaving the Bucks offense on the sidelines. So I would use DeMarcado, Kevin.
Would you pick up Merritt, Spears, or Bam Knight on the waiver wire over those guys?
No, I think you're in the right. I think you have the right players on your roster. Kroski Merritt, like, what are we going to do with the Commanders' offense? It's just a mess.
Exactly.
You know, so he'd be the only one who might intrigue me down the road here. But, yeah, I'm not using him today in Spain. So,
all right, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. And, again, just to mention it, the España game gets going in about 45 minutes from now. So if you have any Dolphins or Dolphins or Commanders in your lineup that you want out, get them out now before they lock in right around 8:30. Let's try Mike, who's in Atlanta. Mikey, what's going on, man? You're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Jeff, thanks for having me, buddy.
My pleasure.
Quick question. Full-point PPR, need one. I got Rashard Wright, Tez Johnson, Trey Tucker, or Rondale Robinson.
All right, Mike.
Just need one.
Yeah, so of those options there, I'm going to say I would use Wandale Robinson, as we mentioned earlier, that Darius Slayton is out. We know that Jameis Winston likes to sling the pill around quite a bit. Whether it's always for the best for his team, that is to be determined. But I think Wandale Robinson without Slayton, he's the pretty clear-cut option, especially in PPR. I like Wandale Robinson far more in PPR as opposed to some of those other options. 312-332-3776, that's the number. One last chance. When we come back, Justin Pottinger gives you his daily fantasy play as well. I'm Jeff Meller, right here on ESPN 1000. The Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew, here with me, Jeff Meller. As always, you can hit me up on Twitter or X if you do, at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. Blue Sky as well. And, of course, each and every week at this time, we bring in Justin Pottinger, the man behind the glass, with your daily fantasy play. And, of course, I mentioned earlier, he has been on fire. I don't know, is it four or five awesome plays in a row?
We've been doing great. Since about week four, I think I only had about one dud week so far, so hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Yeah, he has been absolutely crushing it with your daily plays. What do you got for the folks this week here in week 11, Justin?
Yeah, so this week we're going to go with a player, or we've been talking about this team kind of all day, but we're going with Wandale Robinson, wide receiver for the New York Giants. This week, yes, I'm going to be honest, I'll be up front. This is all because of Jameis Winston, that he is starting today. It's because of Winston, man. Every time we see him on the field, he throws the ball. Last year, he started seven games for the Browns. He averaged 40 pass attempts, man. We had games where he had 50-plus pass attempts. There's no Darius Slayton today. It's only Wandale Robinson and Theo Johnson. But come on, we're throwing the ball to Wandale here. I'm expecting at least 10-plus targets. He's had 11-plus targets in back-to-back weeks. Four times this year, it's been 10-plus targets. Now, I'm a little bit worried that he won't score a touchdown. That's kind of the only thing here, but his floor is so safe for fantasy owners. At least double digits this week, especially in PPR leagues. Last year, again, with Jameis on the Browns, we saw players like Cedric Tillman and Jerry Jeudy absolutely tear up for fantasy owners. I'm expecting that for Wandale this week. On DraftKings, he's about 5,500. FanDuel, 5,800. Very reasonable, cheap price for you guys. I'm going with Wandale. Start him this week. Great play.
I like it. And if you want to get sneaky there too, Jameis Winston. You know, maybe if you want to go ahead and, you know, splash your cash on the skill position players, Jameis Winston could be an opportunity for a cheaper quarterback who could pile up those numbers, as we've seen. Interceptions that just don't hurt you that much in fantasy football. They may help. They hurt you a hell of a lot more in real life. 312-332-3776. Let's try our buddy Isaac in Denver. Ike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jeff. Love your work. I'm just trying to get one in quick. I got a half point PPR. I need actually two of these three players instead of three of these four. I need either Woody Marks, Rashard White, or DK Metcalf.
You need two of those? Yeah. For me, I'm going to go ahead and DK Metcalf and Woody Marks, and I feel pretty good not even thinking twice about that, Isaac.
Awesome. Well, all right. Work. Bear
sweet.
Down and
bear down, as always. Thank you, Isaac. As always, appreciate you giving us a call each and every Sunday morning. Let's try Diane, who's in Bridgeport. What's going on, Di?
A quick one. I don't like any of them. Jordan Love, Michael Penix, or Mariota?
Ooh, yeah. I feel you there. I don't know how we can trust. Boy, the Giants' defense is not great, but boy, I don't know how we can trust Jordan Love at this point.
LaFleur doesn't throw the ball, so
no, you're absolutely right. He every first down, he seems to want to run the football. That's not great. I don't trust Marcus Mariota. I don't like using players overseas if I don't have to. So for me, I think I'm going to say I would use Michael Penix of those options against the Panthers today, especially with
sounds cool.
Yep,
sounds great.
Thank you, Diane. Bye. Especially with Drake London, when you know he was dealing with the illness, but the fact that he's going to play, I think you got to roll with Michael Penix. Whoa, that almost sounded like Michael Penis, and no one wants me to say that. So we will go back and move on, move along. Let's try Anthony, who's in Evanston. What's going on, Tony?
Good morning, Jeff. Caleb Williams or Mahomes? If I could tell you a little bit, my opponent has a lot of high floor and high ceiling guys with Gibbs and Cooks and Rice and Chase Brown. And he happens to be my son. We're both sitting 6-4, so this is a long way.
Oh.
Big going for us. I'm trying to maximize my
love
points
it
as much as possible.
All right. So, Anthony, kudos to you for raising a fantasy football expert. You clearly taught him well. I would say, based on what you just told me there, especially because it sounds like he's got a loaded team, I would use Caleb because Mahomes, even if he has a solid day, I think Rashee Rice is going to be part of the reason. And so I think you almost, you know, to find the differential in that, you go with Caleb Williams. And honestly, I would probably pick Caleb over Mahomes anyway because of the running ability. And, you know, I think I would use Caleb against the Vikings as opposed to Mahomes against the Broncos anyway.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it. Let's try Jason, who's in Tampa. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good. Quick one for you. So I've got Lamar Jackson against Cleveland or Justin Herbert against Jacksonville, and I've switched my lineup about three times already.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'll go with your recommendation.
Boy, I would still – the only thing I don't love about Lamar is that since he's returned, he hasn't really been running the way we expect. And you're right, it's a tough matchup against the Browns secondary. So I think I would lean – ever so slightly, and I get why you've been flipping them back and forth because it's very close for me, but I think I would use Justin Herbert over Lamar in that situation. Just, I think it's a little bit, there is the chance, division rival, the Browns are familiar with Lamar and how to kind of contain him. So I think I would take a chance that Justin Herbert has an opportunity to have a bigger day as opposed to Lamar against the Browns. I think even though I think he'll be safe, for probably good for a couple touchdowns, I don't think we're looking at a huge day from Lamar today against the Browns D. Let's go on out to Schaumburg and say hello to Ron. Ronnie, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, man.
My team's on Medicare. I need lots of help, but I got four. I need two. It's a standard league.
Okay.
I got Michael Wilson, AJ Brown, Quentin Johnston, and Zach Charbonnet. I also have David Montgomery, but I'm planning on playing him. I don't know.
Yeah, so, Ron, I know it's been driving you crazy all season. I think I'd go back to the A.J. Brown well one more time. Obviously, he was vocal this week as he was playing Madden, right, and streaming and talking about how Teresa traded me in fantasy football. Honestly, I think the squeaky wheel gets the grease in this one. I'd use A.J. Brown, and then I'd go ahead and use Quentin Johnston against that Jaguars secondary there. So those would be my two plays, Ron.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
This is the two-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the two-minute warning.
All right, fast and furious as we wrap up here on the Fantasy Football Show. Again, I'm Jeff Meller, and if you hit me up at Jeff_Meller, that's M-E-L-L-E-R. You do it before 11 o'clock, I can usually get you an answer on the socials as well. Sergio on the South Side wanted to know, he's got a tight end question. He's got Mark Andrews or Travis Kelce. And Serge, I would go ahead and use Kelce. I think he's safer in PPR. Whereas Mark Andrews, he may catch a touchdown, but he pretty much has to catch a touchdown to make your week. So I'd use Kelce, Sergio. Jake in Lake Villa has a wide receiver question. Tet McMillan or Jameson Williams? And Jake, I would go ahead and use Jameson Williams, especially with Laporta out. I think the Lions are going to need to utilize him a lot the way they did last week. So go ahead and use him. Carlos in near Midway wants to know, McCarthy or Purdy? Carlos, I would go ahead and use Purdy. I don't want any part of J.J. McCarthy, even though the Bears' defense has not been great this season. Trey in Bellwood was wondering, Jameis Winston or Joe Flacco? Trey, go ahead and use Joe Flacco. That Bengals offense, you want every piece of that. And then finally, Jason in Naperville says, Jalen Hurts or Jared Goff? And Jason, I'd go ahead and use Jared Goff. I think the Lions are going to need to score some points if they're going to win that game tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. That does it for me, folks. Again, I'll be back later today for the post-game show, 2 hours after the Bears game wraps up. But now, a full slate of Bear coverage starts next with Black and Abdallah right here on your home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
That does it for the Fantasy Football Show today, presented by Tullamore Dew. And brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. But don't miss more of Jeff Meller later today on the Bears postgame show, 2 hours after the Bears game ends. And next week, when the Fantasy Football Show returns every Sunday at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago and the ESPN Chicago app.
Touchdown!